captains welcoming you aboard Boistra.
We request that all mobile phones and other electronic devices be turned on.
We've been sent here to kick ass and kill toxic masculinity, and we're fresh out of asses.
I'm Cornerstore Poppy.
I'm David Marcus.
I'm Lyle Amalio.
Every week we bring you a discussion on different topics.
So sit back, relax, and take flight.
Boys trip.
Y'all check out the World Cup?
I did. You know what? This was actually one of the years I didn't. I haven't been in the media since my computer crashed. Been spending a lot of time by myself.
Yeah.
I did some bougie shit while I was watching the World Cup. I actually went to brunch.
For the final?
Yeah, for the World Cup final. I watched it. Yeah.
Now, did you brunch or did you go to brunch?
I went to brunch.
Okay, you can't brunch? Like brunching with the homies?
I could, but it was just right place, right time. My brother hit me up. He was like, yo, you want to go to brunch? And I was like, the World Cup's on. And he was like, yeah, we're going to watch the World Cup while we brunch. And I was like, oh, okay, well, yeah, let's do that.
While we brunch.
Yeah.
There it goes again.
Yeah.
So it's an action word, but it's also a noun.
Yeah.
Where do you brunch around here?
I went to, what is it called? It's in Piscataway. You know where Joe's Crab Shack is?
Yeah.
It's the restaurant right next to, I can't think of the name right now. Brick House. Yeah, it's called Brick House.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So I had,
See Lionel Richie?
nah. He didn't make it. He didn't make it. But yeah, they had like some interesting dishes. It was like fried chicken on like a French toast bread and then a poached egg and like bacon jam. And it was delicious. But yeah, as far as the World Cup, it was weird because I really had no idea who to root for. Like, I'm not a France fan. I support all the black people that were playing for France, but
which is like most
yeah,
of the team.
Shout out to the black national team for France, pretty much. But I think most of the people that were there were going for Croatia until it was 3-1. Then everybody was like, okay, well, I guess it's time to root for France.
3-1, yeah. 4-1.
It's pretty much over at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, what were you saying about the celebration in France?
Oh man, they went crazy. Something like 250 cars burned, 2 people killed. So I don't know. How, yeah, 2 people killed, 250 cars, 800 something people balls. Injured. Yeah, they went Philadelphia.
Yeah, almost. That sounds like a Super Bowl celebration.
Except a whole country.
Did they do shit though?
They said in all the little villages and everything, people. It was like a celebration in every village. That's not where the wild shit was happening. You know, that was mainly in Paris and in the big cities. But yeah, they had riot police out there. They had like 80 cops injured. It was crazy.
But I feel like when like a nation or a town, a city wins a championship, like even the police are out there like, yo, fuck it. Like, I'm going to let it rock for a little bit.
Yeah.
Like until it gets to the point where there's like dead people, like we're going to, you can have your fun.
Basically, they treat them a lot different than protesters.
Absolutely. Oh, no. Protesters, you're getting your ass whooped. Like, yes. no question.
There's no empathy. There's, like, no empathy for your humanity as a protester standing up for something that can be very, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can't relate.
Well, yeah, you're trying
to. But it's like, oh, I'm a Jets fan. No, I'm not going to crack this.
Well, they are, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're like, yo, like the Phillies fans. These cops are Phillies fans, too. So they're about to, like, clobber you, but then they're like, you know what?
Look at those coons over there jumping on cars.
Yeah. Oh wait, they've got Philly's colors.
But they got Philly's colors. We'll let it rock.
Now, if you send the NYPD to Philly, it'll be a different thing.
It's a wrap.